Welcome back to On the Record Podcast. I'm Bashira Ali.
And I'm Nicole Lim. This semester, we're doing things a bit differently for our podcast.
We're going to focus on some of the big questions students have about their experiences at TMU.
From unaffordable housing in the GTA, to tuition woes, to safety around Yonge and Dundas,
to anything you want us to talk about. To get involved in the conversation, email us at ontherecord@torontomu.ca.
Today, we're going to talk about something we've all done once or twice, or for the entirety of our university career.
Speak for yourself. I think it's something some people can relate to. The question is there a downside to doing the bare minimum to graduate?
Right, because let's be honest, university can be exhausting. Between balancing part-time jobs, social lives, and a never-ending list of assignments, it makes sense that not every student feels the need to go above and beyond.
And sometimes, just handing in each assignment feels like an accomplishment itself. But could that approach be hurting us in ways we don't see yet?
To find out just how prevalent quiet quitting at the academic level is, we asked students on campus what they had to say. Is quiet quitting a smart strategy or a risky shortcut?
I do think that there is definitely a downside to only putting in the bare minimum. You need to have some like skills for when you graduate. I think it's more of like you get what you put in. You kind of want to keep your options open, especially for grad school. You need to have like the grades for it.
University is a time where you're meeting so many different individuals, you're meeting so many different people, and trying to make the most out of this experience just by getting involved, by trying to make an impact in the community. You won't have this opportunity again anywhere else in your life.
When you go into university or any type of post-secondary program, it's not just about getting your degree. If you really want to go into the field that you're pursuing, it's a lot about networking and putting the education that you learned and actually applying it.
I think it can be because you're not gaining like the actual knowledge that you have for your degree that can help you. However, sometimes some people get a lot more stressed than others, and just the stress of university like stresses them out so much that it's just not as enjoyable and they don't even learn so much. So I don't think it's really necessarily a bad thing. It just depends on the person.
No, honestly, because when you look at it, a lot of the assignments that you do in school, it rarely translates to, stuff you do in your career. Look, C's and D's that get degrees, I truly stand by that. I am actually about to head into my French class. I think I bombed the test, but look, you know, it's whatever. As long as you get the degree, that's all that matters. Because when you apply for jobs, they're never going to ask you, what was your grade in so-and-so class in third year? They're going to look at your experience and they're going to look at you as a person.
I think, honestly, I feel like anyone who does the bare minimum just needs to get a personality. Because honestly, you're paying so much and then you're not even like making the most of it.
Sounds like quiet quitting at the academic level is more common than I thought.
According to the poll outside the OTR offices, that matches up. The number of folks who voted that there was no downside to doing the bare minimum was just below the number that said there was.
The people of TMU have spoken.
Wait, hold on. I keep hearing people talk about quiet quitting these days, but what does it actually mean? Does it mean people are actually quitting their jobs or even university?
Good question. According to Merriam-Webster, quiet quitting is defined as the practice of doing the minimum amount of work required for one's job.
Oh, so in other words, you're not abandoning your job, which as a student is to study and learn, but you definitely don't meet or exceed the expectations of your job's responsibilities.
That means no staying late, no taking on extra projects, just the essentials to not get fired, or in the case of a student, not to fail.
Basically, it's a response to burnout in the workplace, biting off more than you can chew to the point of overworking.
That's right. It's not literally quitting, but about setting boundaries in the workplace to protect your personal time and mental health. But now, we're also seeing this attitude seep into academics.
In fact, according to a 2022 survey from the Building Healthy Academic Communities Journal, which included 1,000 post-secondary students, one-third reported that they were putting little to no effort into their studies since the pandemic. One in five even said that their school-life balance was unhealthy.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. We went from going to school every day to taking online classes. Can you imagine everyone being on their academic grind after getting A's in the comfort of their own bed?
We reached out to Lily Roberti, a TMU alum and an account manager of social and content at Edelman Canada, to talk more about this.
For my personal experience, like, I worked two jobs while being a student, balancing a full-time schedule of 5 courses. And I found the strides I made outside of my academics is what pushed me further into the industry, gave me more experience. All those actual skills I learned that I'm doing right now, like creating videos, those sort of things, I learned outside of my academics. But I would say, like, most of the actual skills that I do is stuff that I taught myself, or I just had a skill for that I built throughout my time at university. And also teamwork. There was always so many group projects in university, like at least one per class, at least for the Ted Rogers School of Management. And everything I do is working in a team. All those projects require a team of people, usually ranging from 10 to 15 different coworkers you're working with. It's definitely pretty similar. There came a time where I knew that there was so many pressing asks in my work life that you kind of just have to sacrifice something else. So if it means maybe studying a bit less or rushing a little bit more on a project, like, yeah, I did what I had to do to get it done. And I always knew that what I was doing outside of my academics was, it felt more important. I know some people will probably say, no, it's not, but it felt more important in the time because, like, I knew what I wanted to do in the future. Yeah, I definitely did do the bare minimum at times, and I'm okay with the fact that I did that because of where I am now, but I still passed my classes, got good grades, like that kind of thing. But I wasn't the kind of student that would sacrifice my work for my school, like, not the other way around. It has greatly affected my career path. Mm-hmm. I think I had a lot of friends and people I knew in university that would be so invested on, like, school and, like, what they were doing with all their assignments, spending, like, 4 or 5 days of the week studying for exams. And I knew that I could achieve good grades or grades that I was content with myself and still have a job, make money, have 2 jobs, do stuff I'm passionate about, make strides in the industry that I'm passionate about, and go above and beyond what it means to just be a student.
Great insights there. It really makes you wonder, could quiet quitting in academics actually benefit the career prospects of students once they've graduated university?
That's an interesting idea. There might be a potential pattern there. If quiet quitting becomes an attitude that carries over from university into careers.
In some ways, the workforce has already seen the impact. Employees are already reevaluating their mental health and work-life balance. A study from AIMS Public Health shows that since the pandemic, the phenomenon of quiet quitting in the workforce has increased dramatically.
But with the increase of quiet quitting, companies are having to adjust to meet their employees in the middle. Costa Plumas, a recruitment manager at 10 Lifestyle, shares his thoughts on quiet quitting within the workforce.
So I would definitely say, from a hiring manager standpoint, you can definitely tell when someone has done the bare minimum versus someone who went above and beyond in school. I think it really comes down to soft skills at this level, just because when you're in an entry level position or you're applying to one fresh out of school, all you really have is, you know, the theory that you learned in school. So when it comes to studying and things like that, not that much hands-on experience. So when you're comparing the two, you can definitely tell when someone's really passionate about what they learned and things like that versus someone who, you know, just did the bare minimum, got through the proper grades they needed to do to pass. I would say it definitely gives you an advantage at that entry-level standpoint, just because you look for someone's potential at that point, just because they don't have much to offer from a hiring manager standpoint. You want someone who has that willingness to learn, and I think that is the biggest key factor when you're hiring someone straight out of school.
Plumas had a lot to say in regards to the connection between the effort made in university and their performance in work, suggesting that those who did the bare minimum during post-secondary education may apply the same attitude in the workforce.
So if you have someone who did the bare minimum, they might act, you know, all excited at first, but if they're not enjoying what they're doing, it might not be a long-term thing where you would see someone leave at 3 months or 6 months and call it a day. So having someone who went above and beyond and things like that and shows up what they really want is really something all hiring managers would love, just because it would make your life easier and doing a lot of duties at work pretty effortlessly. So
thank you for that.
It's interesting how he mentioned that passion and motivation go a long way in both a school and work environment.
Right? It makes sense, though. If there's no effort being put in at an entry-level standpoint, hiring managers like Plumas are sure to see the performance shift after a certain period of time.
Looks like quiet quitting is a little more complex than we think. It's all about balance. And as boundaries between school and work are changing, so does our expectations of success.
Agreed. Well, that's it, folks.
Thanks so much again to everyone who shared their thoughts about this week's topic.
Don't forget to tune in next week when we will cover the topic of how we all afford to live in the GTA, or not.
And if you have any pressing questions or topics for us to cover, email us at ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Nicole Lim.
And I'm Bashir Ali. Talk to you soon.